Hello there, and welcome to episode 91 of the Hot Toy Cast. Mike, can you believe that one? Episode 91. Or is it 81?
Hard to believe.
Sorry, is it 81? It's 81.
I don't know. It's a lot.
It's 81. It's a lot. We're losing track of these things. Yes, anyway.
A lot more than I thought we were going to do.
Well, thanks for joining myself and Michael Crawford today, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Parker is still on hiatus from us for a little while, but, you know, we'll have someone in maybe to cover his shift while he's getting some more figures in and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's just myself and Mike Crawford again today. How are you today, Mike? How are you on this Halloween season?
Doing great. I'm enjoying myself.
You love Halloween season, don't you?
I love Halloween season.
Have you started are you like watching horror movies all month?
Yep, every day.
Every day you're watching a horror movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the one I watched yesterday, I highly recommend it. It's not really a horror movie, but it's under the radar because it got shitty distribution last year.
Yeah.
It is called 40 Acres, and it's streaming over here on Hulu right now. It is really good. It's a post-apocalyptic kind of movie, so it's kind of horror-y, science fiction-y sort of, but it's mostly a thriller action kind of, you know, dread. Will they survive kind of thing. And it was really good. 40 Acres.
40 Acres. Oh, my goodness me. I've never heard of that one. We watched Wild Animals. It's the one with who's the guy in Terminator Genesis? The guy who played Kyle Reese. The chunky lad. He played Boomerang, Captain Boomerang.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name.
Oh, God. Names always catch me out. Anyway, he was in one last night where he's like feeding people the sharks. That was a bit nuts. It was on it's on Amazon, so it is stuff like that. So, and I introduced Ali to The Howling last night.
Oh, wonderful movie, wonderful. Well, that's like a crazy. Great werewolf.
But yeah, but
until the end when she turns into some kind of weird dog.
Yes, yeah, there you go. I'm also going to start her off too on The Howling 2 as well, which is, of course, is not quite the same kind of movie, but it's still a bit, it's a bit mental to watch, so it is. Right, so we're going to start off today's episode with just covering some reviews then today, I think. Well, so what do we got? Not reviews. We're going to do, I'm a little bit higgledy-piggledy today, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't quite tell already. I can't seem to find the Hot Toys website. Have they changed their address?
Not that I know of. It's not that I hang out there a whole lot, though.
Why can't I get the website up and going then? Hold on a second. Let me go over to Safari. Because I'm currently in thingy. Because there have been quite a few releases out now. First of all, out the door, actually, have you seen now that Caustic Plastic and Infinite Statue and Collectibles now have released a nice teaser of the Crow figure, which is they're going to show and fully reveal on Devil's Night, which is next Thursday? Coming Thursday. So Devil's Night is a coming Thursday. And it looks really nice. So I'm really excited for that one. Hot Toy Stop. My goodness, we were wasting a lot of time here. Mike, can you try and get up the Hot Toys Cast website, please? Because I'm having a flipping nightmare trying to get that.
I can look and see.
I'm going to this new web. I'm being taken to this website called Hot Toys Collection, and that's actually not the actual Hot Toys website. Is like a Hong Kong site or something. And it's not even showing up in my search list on Google anymore.
Let's see here. I don't see it showing up either. I see the.
You see, there's a website called Hot Toys Collection.
Here's the one in Hong Kong.
Yeah, give me the Hong Kong one.
Yeah, it's. Let me get your face out of the way here. It is hottoys.com.hk.
Oh my God! My God, I'm having computers. Hot, TOYS, Hot Toys.
.com.uk.
Hottoys.com.
Sorry. Not
HK.
UK. HK.
Yeah. Hottoys.com.hk.
Yes.
Right. There it is. Mike, why wouldn't that show up in a Google search now when I punch in Hot Toys? I was taking a hole in the website. Well, let's go through it. I mean, the first one out the door that we're really going to look at, and I'm sure this one's got people excited, and finally we've got it. It is indeed Han Solo from Empire Strikes Back in his Bespin gear, and indeed you get a Hoth jacket with him too. And it's not quite the full Hoth gear; it is just a Hoth jacket that he wears. And this is everyone's been dying for a new Han Solo. They got the one from Return of the Jedi, which was nice enough, but I don't think it wowed enough people, really, to be honest. But I'm thinking that this one will hopefully wow people. I think it's very good. I don't think it's like super duper excellent, but Harrison Ford's face is hard to nail. But I think this is very good. I think he looks like in this movie, in this figure, from most shots I am seeing. It like the shot now that's just popped up now is very good. The main shot to you that just of the main portrait of the face, it looks really good. It's got the scar under his chin, and it's good, dude. It's good. And it's gonna have the full rotatable eyes as well, which is the thing. But you know, as I said, it's a hard face sculpt to nail, but it's good, man. I think it's really good. I'm quite happy for this one because my current I still love A New Hope Han Solo that I have. The first one that came out, I really still love that one, but the boots started flaking on me. So,
Oh, they are. That's too bad.
So there you go. And I it all of a sudden it just started flaking. They were fine. I took them. They were in storage for a while. Took them out of the box. Put them in a cubicle. Boom! Started decaying straight away. So yeah, and we're seeing some fantastic pictures of them here in what looks like a kind of a cool diorama they have. And I was talking to my friend Vince, and he reckons this is the diorama is that unproduced inside the cockpit. But I don't think that's what this is. It's too,
No, I think it is.
you
I
think
think
it
that's what
is?
it is.
You
Yep,
think
I
that
think it
is?
is.
All right.
And I'm hoping that means that maybe they'll actually release it, but.
Because the reason why I doubt that is, if you look behind him, unless that's just a photo, they're just putting a photo kind of thing behind him to give him that sense of depth. Because you think that's just the door entrance to the Millennium Falcon cockpit that he's in there.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay.
But,
I will.
who
I would
knows?
ex I would accept that argument. I would accept that, but because there's a door there, I don't remember. Is there a door in the cockpit entrance to the Millennium Falcon? Because he's standing there now with a door. So, I mean, questions, questions, questions. Anyway, Mike, tell us what do you think about this one?
It's gorgeous. I think it's very nice. I don't need it, but it's gorgeous.
You don't
I
need
have
it.
a nah, I have enough Hans, and the only Han that would tempt me would be a Hoth Han, a true Hoth Han, and I have the Sideshow one, and it's one of the best ones Sideshow did. That one and the Hoth Luke are both two of my favorites of their releases.
Yeah.
So I don't really need another Han. I'll save my money and spend it on a character I don't have.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough, fair enough. I mean, I'm really excited for this one, but it's like I'm not sure what I want to do. I want one or two cubicles for my Star Wars, and that's it. And I'm there like right now. I've had it a New Hope for the last 10 years. You know, farm boy Luke, old school Han and Chewie, and Obi-Wan. And I've had that situation over 10 years, and I'm perfectly happy with it because I love A New Hope, but I love Empire Strikes Back, and this is a nice figure. So I'm like, will I just switch over now and
Yeah,
just,
that gives you a nice setup from the second film.
yeah, okay, I could probably do that. I'll probably do that. You know what I mean, though? You could like you kind of. I don't need two versions of Han Solo in my cubicle. I do have two versions of Luke Skywalker, but I don't need two versions of Han Solo. I just want a cool version of him. Because it's just now for some odd reason, I just think you just need one look for Han, and it's good. And Empire Strikes Back seems to be the one, right? So the first other one that came out then as well. We have a new, finally a new Terminator entry from Hot Toys. We have a new endoskeleton. Now this one is labeled as battle damage version. I'm like, okay, well, what's it got? A few little scuffs or a few acid burns on it and stuff. Why would you release a battle damage version first? But either way, yay! We got a new updated 1/6 scale T endoskeleton, T-800L endoskeleton, and I'm just like, cool. I mean, I love this. It looks good. I'm not sure the teeth are quite kind of there yet. It looks a little odd in certain places, but I have the 1/4 scale, and I really like the 1/4 scale. But the head was always a little too narrow for me. This looks like a meatier head. Pardon me. It looks like a more kind of chunky, fatter head,
A little
and
thicker.
this looks a little wider. But the teeth are a little bit narrow, and I mean, are they that narrow in the movie? I don't remember them being quite that whole area around the mouth. It just seems a little. I'm not sure, but it looks great. I mean, what do you think of this one?
Yeah, it does look great. It's another one that I don't really need. I've got all the endos they did before in 6 scale
Yeah, you've
from
got all
the
the endos. I mean, because
T600s to the T700s to the T800s. So I don't really need another T800. I mean, we've got two here that they've done before. One that was the really nice clean one, and then the other one was the slightly scuffed up, rougher version. So yeah, I don't really need another one, but it's a nice looking figure. I like this because it's giving people a chance who didn't have those earlier figures,
which were very early.
To pick these up and have a good collection, right? Otherwise, you're spending ridiculous money on eBay for this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, so right. I also noticed as well, just looking at the pictures as well, that the reason it's called battle damage is because you can change it out to a battle damage. It comes with an interchangeable kind of a chest plate thingy that you can just change. Hold on, let me get to the picture again. I lost the picture because it tends to flip over quickly. It's just like it's just like a chest plate you can flip out. There's a lot of little parts you can kind of flip out. Oh yeah, you oh actually no, you can change out the plate, but it looks like there's scuffs on the legs you can't change out. Oh no, you can. It looks like there's looks like some panels you can take. So there's a chest panel, an arm panel, and a leg panel that you can change out then for battle damage options. So that's cool. All right, that's cool. I like that. That means you could buy a couple and like have a whole
Yeah.
situation going on out there. That's pretty
Well,
cool.
and it changes him up a little bit from the earlier one.
It does eyes look nicely up as well. Now here's one that we should instill a bit of conversation debate with us as well. So I know you do wonder whether this artisan crack that Hot Toys are doing is a worthwhile endeavor, because you know they seem to be making highly limited versions of them, and they always seem to be 100, and they're always big in demand. And I don't know if the end results have been that good. I'm thinking the one that was a Wonder Woman that came out, that was the artisan version. People weren't
Yeah, I'm still
wholly
waiting
blown
on
away
my
by it.
Black Widow, which is finally
Oh,
supposedly shipping this month, but I've been still waiting on her.
you're all right. Yeah. Well, I mean, that is a good one. And the in-hand photos of her do look pretty okay on that one, in fairness.
Yeah,
You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
what do you think? I mean, if you've seen the in-hand pictures, I mean, are you happy with? Are you kind of excited by that? But
I'm
looking at what you
excited
see.
by it. I mean, I'm always up for a good Black Widow. So that and, Harley are the two that, I tend to pick up most of the Hot Toys releases. So,
Yeah.
I'm glad that they did this one. I'm just hoping it turns out as good as those photos are.
What about this new Harley then that's just been released? Because they've released two versions of this Harley now. It's a Suicide Squad Harley, a rerun of the kind of what I call the stripper Harley, because she's wearing very hot pants and very teen little pants and stuff. But it's the iconic Harley. People really like this iconic Harley, and it's cool. You know, it's nice. You know, it's just but it's, there's two versions of it. You got the artisan with the real hair, and then you got the plastic hair, which mean, I'm getting the other one. I'm getting Harley with the from the Suicide Squad. I prefer that outfit, and that's gonna got real hair, I think. So we'll see what that one's like. But you know, I mean, this grizzly grin a great second option. But are you interested in getting another new Harley from Suicide
Yeah,
Squad?
the Harley I might end up breaking down and picking up
Ah,
that, especially with the real hair. That might be one.
so you're gonna opt for the real hair. So you're
Yeah.
quite on board then with the real hair then.
Well, yeah.
Cool, cool,
I
cool, cool.
mean, we've been buying this stuff for years now with real hair.
That's true, I suppose. But you know, I often find that the real hair adds so much extra cost, and they make them so limited and things like that. It's like it becomes a bit of a scramble and things like that. But I guess if you're on the guess, because they've
Well, it
done.
depends on the character too. Like when Inart does a Harry Potter or, Christopher Reeve. I'm not exactly sure that characters with short little tight haircuts need real hair. I think sculpted hair works great with them. But when if you've got long flowing hair, you can't, it's hard to beat real hair.
That's true, I suppose. That's true. I mean, obviously, I was just a little bit slightly put off by that Wonder Woman, but that Black Widow does look nice. John Wick. Now, Hot Toys have also done a new John Wick, so that's another new release. And this is from John Wick 1, I think. He's all a little cut up and scarred and stuff. But just again, it's two options: an artisan edition with real hair and all the rest of it, and then there's the standard release. And again, it just you know maybe the artisan maybe has a, maybe a touch more flair of paint to it and stuff, but. I'm very happy with my John Wick 4, to be honest, because I love him. He comes with the nunchucks, his fingers missing and stuff like that. I love all that. So I'm very happy with my John Wick. But this is very cool too, man. And it's kind
Yeah,
of
this one
tempting.
I may pick up, and this is an example of one I would do not artisan, right? I don't really think the sculpted hair and the, I don't think the rooted hair does much for him to really set him apart. So, but I am interested in this one. I don't have a good John Wick like you do. I've never picked one of them up. So this one is very tempting for me.
Cool. He is nice, man. It is nice. He's got the scars look really nice. Seems to be the eyeball thing. It seems to be a standard now with Hot Toys, which is great. We're going to get onto other what I think should be standards with Hot Toys going on when we start doing our own reviews and stuff like the figures we actually have. Okay, we're going to get through them quite, kind of quickly here now because there's another Anakin Skywalker. I'm like, which just okay. There's another Anakin Skywalker, ladies and gentlemen. Anyone? How many Anakin Skywalkers do we need? But this is like a Mustafar one. He's a bit more badass looking, but it looks like his plastic hair. It's not like an artisan or anything like that. So, have you got an Anakin Skywalker already, Mike?
I have an Anakin, the one, the Clone Wars style, the
Oh,
blue,
yeah.
the blue cloak, and yeah, that's, I'm good.
You're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. What
I don't
about
need
this?
another Anakin.
Now, this one I'm actually tempted by, even though it's not necessarily from a movie, and usually I don't get hot toys that aren't from movies, but I am one of those who did grow up on those Aliens versus Predator comics from Dark Horse back in the 90s, and this Predator is Broken Tusk, the main Predator from that one. It's the guy in the cover and everything, and I'm like, oh, okay, I might have to get this, even though it kind of goes against the rule, but it's just too nice. I loved those graphic novels. I often wonder why the movies didn't follow those graphic novels, because those graphic novels were just really good. They really felt like an Aliens, and they really felt like a Predator, and it was just they were just cool. I mean, I haven't read them since I was a kid now, but you know, they were cool comics, man. And I love the look of this. You know, it comes with a blaster, comes he's all the armor is all unique. He's got a big kind of alien kind of face on the hip on his breastplate there. It's flipping cool, man. And I am a sucker for Predator. I'm an absolute sucker for Predator. As I said last time on the last podcast, we reviewed my Prey Predator from the movie Prey, and I really like that. Even then, but even though he's a starkly different kind of design of a Predator, I'm just a sucker for a Predator. You know, even one from AVP Requiem, that's a nice figure. Terrible movie, but really nice figure. Yeah, so this is cool. Are you at all into this, Mike? Broken Tusk?
Well, I have 13 Hot Toys Predators. So, I'm always up for another one. I haven't quite decided about this one yet. I don't know. I haven't quite decided. It's if I'm going to get something that's the same, as a character that I get a lot of, Predator's going to be the one. Just like you, I'm kind of a sucker for that character. So when they do new ones, if they're different enough on the shelf now, I'm more likely to pick them up. So we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. This one might qualify. This might
Yeah.
make the grade. Okay, and I think that's pretty much it. Now, I've got anything else about other companies coming? I mean, there was always a brown jacket, brown thingy, Wolverine and stuff, and that's it. Oh, there's a new Peacemaker. Yay! Great, fine. Oh, Wednesday. Wednesday was a nice release.
Oh, and Wednesday, isn't she shipping pretty soon
And
too?
she
Is that
is
it seems
shipping
like
pretty soon as well, which is kind of
yeah.
mental.
I do have her on pre-order, so I am looking forward to her. She's my kind of character now, right? I like something. I want somebody new, somebody interesting.
Yeah.
I think she's a good character to do this way because of the costume and the hair. She's going to be iconic on the shelf. So, yeah, she was a pre-order for me.
Excellent, excellent. And it does look like a very good figure. So that face likeness is pretty good, I think. So it is. Just one final before we leave the Hot Toys here, where it was one little kind of surprising. And you know, I like it when Hot Toys dip into other arenas, and it's not necessarily from a movie or anything like that. It's the Batman the Killing Joke, Joker, which looks pretty darn cool to me. And it's nice to see them kind of, you know, doing other little things like, because I know they teamed up with another bunch of guys to do like Wolverine and Magneto and stuff like that, which you see quite quickly on the secondary market for some reason. But you know, that they were nice. They didn't blow me away. Quite happy with the Marvel Legends ones and the Mondo ones, to be honest. Not that they're remotely the same as standard as each other, but you know what I'm saying. I'm good for X-Men figures kind of thing, and I like the Mondo X-Men figures, to be honest, more than the Hot Toys ones. But yeah, this Batman Killing Joke is it's very cool. I mean, if you're a fan of that graphic novel, man, this is a very cool collectible beginning, and I like Hot Toys doing something different. You know, like you said earlier, Mike, it is Wednesday now. It's like a nice left field kind of a character for Hot Toys to do in the world of Marvels and Predators and.
Star Wars and Marvel and Hot and DC.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's nice variety of stuff. All right, okay, then, so that's it now. Any new releases coming from XO6?
They are pumping them up like crazy. I mean, next thing up will be we should have Mariner in the next couple of weeks shipping. And then I would expect Spacesuit Worf's not going to be too far behind.
Oh,
They've
yes.
been showing a lot of photos of him. So yeah, they're killing it. We're going to talk about XO6 in a minute, but since August when we had our last conversation, I've added 1, 2, 3, 4 X 5 XO6 things to my shelf
Oh my goodness me.
in 2 months.
Oh, another company we're both fans of.
They have been also trying really hard to beat some of these tariff and shipping issues, right? They're worried about being able to
Tell
get
me about
stuff to
it.
people in America because of these issues, especially, now we've heard they may be destroying packages at customs if they're not properly paid for and the proper paperwork done. And so there's a lot of worries about that stuff. So they've been trying to crank out some stuff in advance of where some of these problems might happen.
Sure, don't I know all of I can personally attest. I could give you a number of how much money, specifically me personally, as a person doing as a project manager and art director, I can tell you exactly how much I've lost because I get a little share of my of the thing, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a bite, I'll tell you. But more money in the back pockets, everybody, eh, Mike? We're all gonna have more money in the back pockets. Anyway, before we get into trouble, Mondo have released a new one this week, and it was our release rather last week, and it was Storm. So it's a 1/6 scale animated from X-Men. It's branded as X-Men 97, but it is, Mondo have been doing these X-Men figures since before X-Men 97 started. So it's just, standard comic book animated X-Men, or specifically animated X-Men, because they got the cel shading and stuff like that. But this is Storm. And I'm sorely tempted. I've tried to stay away from the X-Men, Mondo X-Men, but I caved and I bought Rogue, and then I caved again and I decided to got the Savage Land Rogue because I clearly don't need I don't have enough Rogue, and now Mondo have come on and they've put out a new Storm, I just put out Storm, and I'm seriously just thinking of putting on a pre-order for this one because I'm a sucker for the X ladies. I just love them, and Storm is just amazing. And she comes with five head sculpts, dude. Six head sculpts if you include
Yeah,
the one on her
those
head,
limited, those time limited editions are really sweet. They're
dude.
well worth the money. They give you so much more, and they're only like $25 or whatever more. It's not like they're charging you $200 more. It's
No, no,
just a
no.
small upcharge, and you're getting way more accessories.
Dude, there's loads. You get lightning from her hands, lightning bolts, a little kind of plant thingy. I don't know what that's about. And you get six heads, man. You can obviously get her kind of Mohican, but then you get her Mohican blasting with lightning and stuff like that. And oh, then you got her other two other hairdos, and then her standard big woofy hairdo. Awesome sauce, man. To have her long and Rogue flying alongside it, I just couldn't resist that. I've resisted all the other X-Men from Mondo because I want them all be. I don't have enough room. It's fat lad, just don't have enough room. And I'll go into a room for Mondo's later on when I get onto Buzz Off. But yeah, I'm loving this. What about this one, Mike? Are you going to get Storm?
No, I
No.
have a few of the X-Men, but I've kind of cut back on the Mondo X-Men. So, if I'm sticking with Mondo for the Batman animated series stuff, we've got
Right,
another
okay.
one. We've got Robin coming pretty soon, and I expect we'll see some more
And did
releases
just
this
release
year. So,
Clayface has just come as well. Have you got Clayface? Or did you review Clayface last week?
I talked about Clayface last week, didn't
You
I?
did indeed. You did indeed. You did indeed. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I've got
Well, you know
Clayface.
what? We can be a bit out of left field. First of all, actually, let's take a few moments to regroup here ourselves now with a word from our sponsor, and we're going to come back then with some proper views, and we can actually kick off with Mondo this time because we're always kicking off with Hot Toys, but we seem to be kicking up on the Mondo one, and we'll put Hot Toys to last for a change. All right, so what time is it now? How many minutes? I can't even see how many minutes we're in at the moment. How many minutes are we in, Mike? Do you know? Doesn't that
In the
just
neighborhood of 15 to 20.
15 to 20? Well, I'll check at 15 to 20. It doesn't actually say on my screen. Looking to find collectible figures at low cost with superior customer service? Fanboy Collectibles is one of the largest retailers of high-end collectibles on the East Coast of the USA. Carrying a full array of Hot Toys, Enterbase, Sideshow Collectibles 3A, and all the top manufacturers. Domestic and international packages ship daily, all fully insured with tracking number and securely packed. Getting it to you as quickly is important, but not as important as your collectibles arriving in pristine condition. Are you looking to pre-order an item to guarantee you don't miss it when it's released? Well, Fanboy Collectibles does that too. If you got a question about an item, give them a call, shoot them an email, or even leave them a message on their Facebook page. Fanboy Collectibles is available full time to respond to you and to get your items to you as quickly as possible. Anyone can make a sale. Fanboy Collectibles knows the key to being successful is repeat customers. That comes from doing the right thing by you and making customer services their priority. Fanboy Collectibles. For some it's a hobby, to them it's an obsession. Right then, so we may as well start off, like I said, with Mondo. We've had some great releases from Fanboy Collectibles, our sponsor. You just heard from there coming on as well, so we got some from him as well. But I think we're just going to kick off with Mondo because we were literally just talking about them, and we're very excited to have some new Mondos in our hand. You just got Clayface, reviewed him last week, and now you have the Creature from the Black Lagoon, Mike. Now, is this the first Mondo release of the Creature from the Black Lagoon?
No, this is the second.
This is the second Mondo release. I thought so. I thought so. Okay, so go into it, Mike. Tell us
So
all about it.
for me, Creature is one of those characters. Now, it seems like every time we do one of our little talks here, I tell you that I've got another figure that is going to be your figure of the year, right? First, it was the Gorn from Exo 6, and then Clayface from Mondo. Well, now this creature of the Black Lagoon is right up there too. This is I'm a, there's a few characters: Nosferatu, Pennywise. There's a couple of these characters where I like buy everything. Metaluna Mutants, because we don't get a lot. Creature from the Black Lagoon, we get a fair amount, but I'm a huge fan. I buy all kinds of stupid crap. I last week I bought
You love that movie, don't you?
well, I love the character. I love the movie. It's an okay movie, but I love the character. I bought a Care Bear who's dressed up like a freaking creature from the Black Lagoon. So I buy a lot of that stuff. And I have the Mondo, the first one sitting here. I also have the Sideshow, which they did a beautiful job
Ah,
for
it's a
that. That
side
was
show.
one of their nicest figures in their Universal Monsters, and they did some nice Universal Monsters in that line. The one that Mondo did first had some pretty exposed joints around the hips, particularly, and somewhat with the shoulders and elbows. They did a pretty good job of hiding stuff with the plates, but it's still an articulated figure. This one, they did a couple of things. He's chunkier. He's a little thicker. He's a little heavier than their original release. He looks a little more to me like the at least the Ben Chapman version that was walking around above water. The he comes with, oh my God, the timed release was three heads, four heads. I think four heads, and a second little stand, a little black stand with a creature torso, so you can put the head on there, at least one of the other heads that you want to display.
Three hits,
He
please. Three
comes
hits.
three heads, so you can display one of the other ones, and the eyes are a little different, the mouth, the expression's a little different depending on, above water, below water, that kind of thing. He comes with a base that's got some, some water, sand. There's a little turtle you can put on the base. There's a little boa constrictor you can sit on there. He comes with the mummified hand, not the mummified, the when you do fossilized, there we
Fossilized
go,
hand. Yeah, fossilized
fossilized
hand.
hand. He comes with that as well. And there's actually really odd to me because that doesn't seem like it was the thing you would put on a display stand. But he also comes with the harpoon gun, and he has a little black stand that you can set the harpoon gun up on a little stand as
Oh,
well.
that
So
must.
he's a beautiful figure. He has that just like Clayface. They use kind of that automotive ma industrial material, that plastic. It's not like a rubber. It's like a very thin PVC for the skin, and so most of the joints are covered. Ankles, of course, are still up in the inside, and the shoulders are still, they kind of have a sculpted plate that covers the shoulders. And of course, the wrists are, again, sculpted with plates around them. But those are all still joints that you can see. But the hips, the torso, the neck, there is no joint. You swap the heads out entirely with a piece of the shoulders. So there's no neckline. And the elbows are also covered as well. So, I mean, it's a gorgeous figure on the shelf. You set it up on that stand, give him a good walking pose. He even comes, as you know, Ben Chapman played the version of the creature that was walking around. He was a big dude. He was a stunt man who played various things. He is the only Universal Monster actor I ever personally met. I got to meet him about 30 years ago at a bar.
Oh, at a convention.
Yeah, we were staying at the same hotel. I was working for Flat World at the time doing marketing. And I was at this con horror convention, and he was there. And we bumped into each other at the bar and had a drink. It was really kind of cool. But for his costume, you'll always know it's based on him because there are three chest plates across, three sections to the chest. He's a big dude. Rico Browning, who did the underwater scenes, who was an Olympic diver
He was a
or Olympic
Fassimer guy, I
swimmer.
assume.
He was a smaller dude. And so the chest plate only has two pieces. And so they give you both. You have your choice of look. You can swap the chest plate out. So it's a really, I mean, they spent a lot of time, a lot of detail to it. It's really cool. Highly recommend it if you haven't picked it up. Now, it's also important to note that Caustic Plastic, who everybody is really enjoying their treatment of sixth scale Universal Monsters right now, have already said they won't be doing a creature from the Black Lagoon. So if you're going to get one to add in with your Frankenstein and Dracula and Phantom of the Opera, this is the one to get.
Cool. I mean, the one that you sounds like the one that you got. Did you get the timed edition?
I got the timed edition. Again, I don't know, that's the way to go.
I think the time distance is always where to go. But for those who obviously the time distance is obviously a time
Yep,
thing,
but
so
if
you
you
go.
missed out, you still want the, you know, the timed edition might have only had one extra head. I think the
Yeah,
regular
I
edition
think
comes with two,
yeah.
and it's the base, I think, the little Lagoonie base that he
That's what I'm
has.
looking. I'm
And
looking
it's
at the
not
base one, yeah.
quite as critical. I mean, you know, the base is nice, but most people don't really have a lot of
Well,
shelf space.
I do
Anyway.
like a nice unique base for my Mando, to be honest. One of the things I've always said, I've never liked the standard Mando base. So I do like
And
when
this
Mandos come with a
the other
base
nice
or
thing about
semi
this
diorama
base
base.
is it has the crotch support rod, and that rod where it inserts into the sand. If you don't use it like me, I mean, this guy's never going to fall over. They have a little rock with a peg that fits in that hole, so it hides it.
Oh, that's nice. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. Well,
Yeah.
he's still available on the MandoTees.com or MandoShop.com. So he's still available there. That's not timed edition. No, it's the regular one now that comes with two heads and a couple of hands and stuff. So yeah, that's regular now. And then so
Highly
it's
recommend.
highly recommend. So it's nice looking figure. I do like the creature from the Black Lagoon. There's two versions of him. There's a black one as well. There's a kind of a
Oh,
black
they've got
variant,
that
silver screen
weird.
variant
Yeah,
for
they got
obviously
a
for the black and white
weird
look.
color. That's a vinyl figure. Yeah, that they just released that.
No, it's a variant of the figure, dude. It's a variant of the figure you have.
Oh, is
It's
it?
a black
Oh,
and
it's
yeah, it's
possible.
like it's
Yeah,
meant to be
black
like
and
for the
white one.
black a black and white one. It's
Because
cool.
there's another one Mondo just did this kind of an interesting vinyl figure that's
More
a weird
stylized things.
color.
Yeah. And that's nice. That's nice. Well, I've got my other Mando here. You know me. I'm gonna gushing off a little bit here, Mike, because I got another Mando Masters of the Universe one here. And this one though is definitely a bit different now. I mean, the last one, what Scareglow and Scareblair, that was nuts. All right, this seems to be Mando or just upping the ante every time they come out with a new Master of the Universe. It's just cool what they're doing, to be honest. So Scaremare and Scareglow were bananas. The horse was crazy and it's nuts. It's intricate, it's unique, different design was nuts and all the rest of it. This here is Buzzoff, which is, you know, a bee man essentially. It's a Master Universe guy called Buzzoff, which is, you know, a fun name in and of itself. And you know, he's a bee man. And you know, famously as a kid, he was kind of the peg warmer for some odd reason. They made loads of this guy, and he always, when you went to the toy store and you were looking for new Masters of the Universe, he was always one that was always left on the shelf for some reason. Him and Cobra Khan for some odd reason. But over the years, you know, the redesigners, people like the Four Horsemen and stuff that have redesigned the character over there, and they've made him look cool. You know, he's a bright yellow, but he's a very kind of muted brown, bright brown and yellow, scaly, you know, crustacean or crusty kind of armored plating bee warrior guy, and it just looks absolutely awesome. This thing, he's the design of him is just so unique. I've got him here. I've got him flying in his flight stand. Well, first thing you'll notice though is his amazing wings. You get these beautiful transparent wings that are quite sturdy, and they can move and bend around and pose around and all the rest of the stuff. So you can get them to all kinds of cool poses. I've actually got him at a cool flight pose because this is the time where Mando actually given us a nice flight stand for a character, and it's really cool. It comes with a standard, you know, Mando base, but it's a base that I prefer. It's a better base than their usual ones, which was just the M, was like a shape of an M, like their Mando crest was underneath and stuff. But this was just like a plain black, you know, oval kind of base, but it's got a kind of a rocky kind of or stone kind of engraving on it, and you can float Buzz off right above it. But ooh, he is stunning. He comes with four heads. And like the one head is always, they always do this. There's always a nod to the vintage look. So he's got a proper 80s look in it, if you like that look. And it is very cool. It still works. You know, it's a little bit of an upgrade because it's Mando. So it's going to be a bit more detailed. They're not being a slave to the old toy, which is nice to see because they used to always include a vintage head before, but they made it too literal. It was like a literal vintage head. It just seemed like a vintage head enlarged. And it just didn't seem to really work that well when you put it on the figure. Or kind of line up as much as, or kind of blend as much as you would like, but this more retro looking head works really well on the figure with this new design. It's like, because this, you know, he's still, you know, it's still a brown chested dude with a stripes, but these are, you know, this is sculpted kind of plated armor, like he's a proper, you know, the armor plate of a bee, and it's got little spikes, textures, it's got little things, frills coming off it and stuff. He's got his antennas. And the other two heads you get is like an angry head, and you get a normal kind of cam head. But the one of the heads comes with, which is the only little slightly demerit I would give it, is that I would have liked to have the helmet removable because he famously has a visor helmet that can pop down over his eyes. I would have liked something there to have a little nod to his eyes, maybe a pop up and down visor or something. I don't know, but it's just I'd like an angry face. The angry face doesn't have a helmet, nor does the calm face. But he's got a kind of a more stoic, calm face with a helmet, and that's it. That's all you get. You can't swap the helmet onto the other heads. And I just thought that would have been nice to do. But that's my only criticism. Everything else in this guy's dope. But it comes with loads of other stuff. I mean, he comes with an absolutely badass lance. Famously, he had a lance in the cartoon, and this is a really well designed lance. It's got kind of barbed tip and stuff, and he can hold it really cool. And you get a choice of hands on him, so you can get the kind of give him his old school retro kind of two cl clamper. Kind of claw claws, like a crab claws that he used to have, or he comes with like more kind of insectoid hands that have got like three digits, three, like it's got a thumb and two fingers, and he can grip things really nicely as well with those as well. And they're really easy to change out. The joints are really good on this. Everything moves really well on this. Everything's really tight on this. I've got no complaints with anything. There's no wobbly parts. Everything just the hands are easy to pop in and out. Because things like that used to be quite difficult before, but now it's just or they were too loose. But this is just really good. But it comes with a big long axe with a cool beehive thing at the top. That's all kind of transparent. So his wings are transparent, but they've obviously got a hexagon or a polygon kind of pattern to it. A polygon pattern in between the wings, which have a little bit of a techno. His wings always had a t slight hints of tech in his wings, which was always kind of like, what's that about? So it's kind of cool. It comes with a wicked shield, which again is partially kind of transparent in the center, with again with the same polygon kind of grid. Transparent orange thing. And what else does he come with? He comes with his standard old school axe as well. That's got a cool knuckle duster. It's really, really, really cool. I don't know if you can get him anymore. I don't. On the Monday website, so I think he sold out pretty quickly. Let me have a quick look. Let me have a quick look. Many Faces is the next one coming. Yeah, Buzz Off, he did sell out. That is the timed edition now. So maybe they will come out with a regular one kind of maybe later, but. Get onto your retailers, and see if they can kind of get this one. Some retailers do get these in a bit later and stuff, because it seems to be what toy companies do now is that like Mondo's, they launch their window, they have their window, and then later on, like Four Horsemen do this as well. They have a launch window for their own stuff, and then they launch another one then, and they give it to the retailers to do the launch their own kind of standard version. So just keep an eye on your retailers. But this Master Universe collection from Mondo is just everything to me, dude. It's just everything I want. It's so cool. I'm very happy with this figure. He's just an awesome looking thing. If you're gonna get one Master Universe figure, man, the next few that are coming are work. Because Many Faces is a bananas character, so I highly recommend looking at getting Many Faces as well. But this is great, and the next Mondos that we're getting now, and hopefully they're going to start coming soon, is going to be the Green Goddess and Evelynn. So tune in next time episode for that. But yeah, that's Mondo Buzz Off. 1/6 scale. I absolutely love them. I also did a video as well of this video review as well. So check out the Hot Toy YouTube channel for that. But there you go, Mike. Okay, so now that we've done with Mondo, let's talk some XO6, Mike. What did you got for us from XO6?
So, like we said earlier, XO6 is really cranking the stuff out right now. They're doing an amazing job. We're getting stuff we never expected to get in a Star Trek license, period, ever. And since we did our last little chat in August, I have received 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new items, three of which are from the undiscovered country. Can you imagine that we're getting figures from the undiscovered country? I never would have
Three figures
expected
from
it.
the Undiscovered Country.
So, the first one is the Enterprise D captain's chair. All right, so this is another version of the captain's chair for Picard. It has the light up panels on it. It's the lighter colored, right? It's textured like it's upholstered. Great chair. If you've got your Picards, you don't need another chair. I put the other Picard in the chair, so I've got two Picards and two captain's chairs now. So that's a nice release. It comes, you don't need batteries, it comes with a USB cable. You just plug it in to light up the panels, works great. Next up was two of the three figures from the undiscovered country. First, we got Captain Sulu. Beautiful looking figure. It's a little older. This is the nicest sculpt we've got on Sulu so far. It's a little older, as he was in the movie. It comes with that. I love the red uniform and those flared pants. It's just a great look for all of the characters. It suits Sulu nicely. It comes with a nice set of accessories. I use the usual communicator slash, fader, et cetera. But he also comes with a little teacup and tea plate, just like he had in the with the
Heels.
ship number on it.
I love Captain Sulu.
Yeah,
He's
so
just cool, isn't he?
it's a beautiful figure. The second one they did is Valeris, the lieutenant, the Vulcan,
Oh,
and she is
Kim
beautiful.
Cattrall.
Yes, the
Oh.
hair sculpt, it looks just like her. I mean, you look at it and you're like, oh, that's Kim Cattrall with pointy ears. The hair is perfect. It's sculpted hair, but it's that short hairdo again. Don't need real hair for this. It's the red costume again that I like so much. She just looks fantastic on the shelf, especially next to Sulu. The most recent one
She's nice, dude. She's nice. No, just like
isn't she nice?
let's give Valeris a bit of a look in here. I like Kim Cattrall,
She
to
is
be honest.
beautiful, right? I mean, she
I've
doesn't
always
come
dug
with a
Kim
ton
Cattrall.
of extras. You know, again, these figures, I don't expect these runs to be very large, right? These have to be small runs. So you missed out on these. These are the kind of figures 10 years from now, people are going to be going, "Oh, I wish I'd
Well,
gotten
Valeris is already on the wait list already. So, all right, that's
that."
Valeris on join on the wait list. And this is on Sideshow now. So you can get these now on Sideshow, which is good to see. Sulu is
And you'll
all.
probably still get it direct from XO6, though. Remember, they got their store too. They may have
All
it
right,
direct
okay,
as
so six
well.
stores. Okay, cool. And well, they still have Sulu
But
still
I don't know.
on Sideshow. So
I
that's
haven't
still
looked
good.
lately.
But the next one you're going to see is Cry Havoc.
General
That's it, the
Chang.
Dogs of War.
Yeah, so here we have another Klingon. We always like to get more Klingons, right? And this Klingon, because Christopher Plummer wanted a different look. He didn't want the hair, the long hair. He didn't want the extreme makeup. They altered the look of the Klingon to suit what he wanted. So we get a slightly different look once again for the Klingons. There's
Yeah.
never been any race of people go through so many changes.
Nope.
And we also get that brutal eye patch screwed to his face. It
Yeah.
looks just like, again, it's an excellent sculpt,
Bolted
looks just
on.
like Palmer. This is a beautiful costume. This one is going to run you more than a usual XO6. You know, XO6 is one of our, not only are these cool figures, but they're one of our more bargain companies, right? 200, 225, 230 in that neighborhood.
This guy's
He's
two
up
hundred and twenty
around
nine quid.
285. And that's because of this costume, right? He has got a very complicated costume with the furry sleeves, the big huge boots, the pleated pants. I mean, they gave him a holster. He didn't have a holster in the movie, but they thought, you know what? He's the kind of guy on your shelf. He probably should have a holster and a
Yeah,
Klingon
should have a holster.
blaster.
Well, it's a nice option. You can add it if you want.
You can take it off. Yeah, there's a little clips that it just pops off. And it's got the cool baldric, the sash, yeah, double sash thing going across his chest. The costume, the tailoring is excellent as usual. He comes, like I said, with the blaster. There's a couple of different hands. So yeah, he's a, yeah, again, great looking figure with Valeris and Sulu, right? This is just now all of a sudden you've got three figures in a couple, like 6 weeks from that movie. The other one they just released, and we will be getting his counterpart very soon. She should be the next to ship, is Boimler. This
Boimler.
is the Boimler from Strange New Worlds when they did the crossover from
That's
Lower Decks.
Mariner.
Mariner's next, yeah.
Mariner. Oh, Mariner's X. Oh, you have. Is Boimler out already? I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the screen here.
Yes,
Where's
yes, yes.
Boimler?
Boimler's out.
Boimler's
So
already out. Okay,
Mariner.
cool.
Yeah, she should be next. She should be coming within the next couple of weeks. So Boimler, again, these are the live action versions of the characters from Lower
Okay.
Decks, and of course they used those actors like Jack Quaid, who is Boimler, to play the live action versions. This is again a beautiful sculpt. It is Quaid the minute you see it, right? I mean,
Yeah,
there
it's
is
good.
no doubt about
Big
this.
old smile on
He's
his
got kind
face.
of that, yeah, that wry smile. The costume again fits great. He's got this, you know, those unique boots that were to that show. And he adds now another character to Strange New Worlds. So now we've got those, you know, Picard, excuse me, Kirk, not Kirk, Pike, Spock,
Well, yeah, you got Kirk too, potentially coming as well,
and
probably.
Boimler. Well, we've got, and like I said, Mariner is supposed to be here within the next couple of weeks to go with Boimler. So that'll be nice. So there you go. Five things released by XO6 in the last 8 weeks.
Dude, they are cranking them out. Let me look. We got new Commander Spock from the Kelvin timeline, from the J.J. Abrams one. That is the
Yeah,
Kelvin
from
timeline, right? I've got that right, haven't I? J.J. Abrams is called the Kelvin timeline. Okay, cool.
yep.
And I mean but Beckett Mariner looks absolutely really good. It's just quite a good one. But the other one is, I like the Worf in the EVA suit. That looks cool.
Yeah, that should be soon. They've been showing a lot of photos of that in production.
Very good. But how about just a nice Klingon warrior would be kind of good. Or maybe yeah, what should we call it? The Klingon, the good Klingon from Star Trek 5. It was the only good thing with Star Trek 5, wasn't it? It was the Klingons from that.
Yeah.
But because we've had already Christopher Lloyd Klingon, haven't we?
Yes.
They've already done him. Yeah, they've already done him.
Krug.
Kurg, yeah, that's right. There you go.
Krug.
Krug.
Krugge. Yeah,
Krug.
Krug.
Okay, then. Well, that's it
Yep.
then. That's it then for XO6. And so I guess we made a move on to Hot Toys now. Oh no, unless there's another one. Have you got Hot Toy? Any Hot Toys to review?
I have no hot toys. I have a Star Wars, but I don't have a hot toys.
You have a Star Wars. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll start with the Star Wars. You can go another Star Wars, and then I come back again with another, and something else than a Terminator. I can come back with a T-1000 or T-800, and then you can finish off then with. We'll finish the show then. You got one from
Asmus.
Asmus. You got one from Asmus. So we can finish off with Asmus. Okay, cool. Well, I'll start off the Star Wars round then, and this is one of those ones where I was like. I liked the show enough. The Ahsoka show was pretty good, but I got this character very specifically because she's very close to my own movie character that I'm trying to develop for years, called the Gatekeeper, and it is a semi-futuristic hooded lady with blonde hair that's really cool and sexy looking, but it looks like she'll take her head off kind of thing. And that's exactly what Shin Hati is from the Ahsoka show. I was like, oh my God, look, there's almost, she's almost exactly like my character, the Gatekeeper. She doesn't have a lightsaber on my character or anything like that, but she's a very similar look. She's got very, but that's the reason why I got this figure. It just also as well, I'm a sucker for a pretty lady action figure. If it's a pretty lady action figure, I'm gonna buy it. And this girl is smoking hot, this lass who played Shin Hati in this, but it's a very nice figure. But what's really got me excited about this, and I know there's been ones before, but I never got it before, and it is for the first time I have a USB lightsaber, and oh Mike, the joys! Have you got a USB lightsaber lit up yet?
Yes, I have her, and I have her, her master.
Oh, you got both of them, did you? You got the Ray Stevens as one as well. Okay, cool. God bless him. May he rest in peace. Well, I mean, there's a nice guy taking filling his boots, actually. That they got so that's great casting as well. So that's cool. And she'll be back in the second season, no doubt. But yeah, I was a sucker for this one. She's just super cool, man. She just has this amazing face. She's got the rotatable eyes, movable eyes, and just once you get those eyes into a cool position, it's just really cool. The cape is excellent. It's got a really nice wire cape. It's got a wire in the middle of it as well. So it's not just wiring at the edge. It's just wire in the middle. So we can get some really nice dynamic poses out of the cape. I mean, it's still a heavy cape, so it still will weigh things down a little bit. But just her whole look, she's got a semi kind of medieval look. She's got these kind of shoulder pauldrons that are a bit kind of old school knight-esque. They are Star Wars shaped in that, if you want to be particular, a bit like a stormtrooper's, but they're a bit more curved and angular. And she's got these cool kind of gauntlets on her wrist again, like my character has got cool gauntlets. But Mike, what you do, Mike? You can't sit around in your own ideas for ages. You gotta get your ideas out there first, or else, if it's an ideas, people will just jump and just go with their own ideas. But such is the
Yeah,
way of
I like
things.
her quite a bit too. I like that the armor on the belt, the hip armor. It's a nice addition. And yeah, she's a good looking figure on the shelf. And that's another example. I don't need real hair on this figure. I think they do a
No,
fine
man,
job with
no, it
this
works really
sculpt.
well. Yeah,
Looks really good.
it's really, really, really nice. The only thing I would say, it should be wh a little whiter again, though. It should be even more bleached again.
Color is hard, but it
Yeah.
wouldn't matter if it was real hair either, because that blonde is always really hard to get a human blonde. It either gets yellowy or whitish, or yeah.
She's pretty minimal. She comes with a couple of sets of hands. She's got a rotatable. She's got obviously a two wavy bits for a lightsaber that you can use, and she's got a plug-in lightsaber and a lightsaber hilt that doesn't plug in. But it's great because I've never had a light-up lightsaber before. Oh, she comes with a little probe dude as well with three antennas. It's kind of a little probe thing and a little controller for a probe. But I love you the wire. You can be discreet with it. You can kind of tuck away the wire kind of behind the cape and attach. It's kind of nice setup actually, because there's a little box that just attaches onto a clip on the back of the stand, and so it can be quite discreet. So I'm like, oh God, I want it, because it really annoyed me because they released Bespin Luke after they'd already shown figures with USB lightsabers, and the Bespin Luke that I would love a Luke Skywalker a bit light up lightsaber like this, but this is so cool. So I plugged it on, hits one switch on the cabinet, and boom, it's on with everything else. I love it. I love it. But this is Shin Hati. She's just a cool character design. I thought she was this really cool character design. I probably won't get her master. I'm just happy enough with her. I just think she's just kick ass cool, hot babe Jedi lady, and I had to get her kind of thing. But there you go. What's you got a Star Wars entry? What's your Star Wars entry, Mike?
Yeah, so mine's from Sideshow. Remember, they're doing their Scum and Villainy line,
Ah,
which is all of
yes.
the aliens and creature guys from the cantina and other areas. This one, I had picked up the Ponda Baba. I don't need to replace certain ones. Like, I love my original Sideshow Greedo. He's plenty good enough. My original Sideshow Bib Fortuna is plenty good enough, right? I don't need to spend $300 to replace those. But with these characters, which are unique, unique and new, like Pando Baba, and now Labria, which I think is how you pronounce it, is the devil guy, right? And he looks just like the devil. He's got the devil horns, the red face. He looks fantastic. I really am glad I picked him up. He's a completely unusual alien character for the Star Wars shelf. I heard people complaining early on when they got him that the paint was weak. They were taking pictures of him and showing this flash, washed out red face. That is not true. In person, he looks terrific. He's got some nice subtle shading around the ears and the cheeks and the eyes. The teeth are well done. It looks great on the shelf. He's got a decent couple of accessories. The costume is really good. Problem is the price again. I think Sideshow, if they had kept these down closer to $200 rather than closer to $300, they would have really blown through them. But they've got quite a few more coming, and I've got a couple more on pre-order. So clearly, even at $300, I'm still a sucker.
What's funky about this, dude? He comes with two sets of hands. Actually, comes with normal kind of critter beast, beast hands, but he comes with these kinds of cups, like suction kind of cups for hands.
That's Pando Baba.
That's Pando Baba.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's cool, man.
No, I'm talking about Labria.
Oh.
Pando Baba, I have too. I said I got him too, but Labria is the new one.
Who's Labria? Let me
Devil.
Me.
Devil.
Oh, the devil dude.
Yeah.
Ah, sorry, Mike. It's been a while.
I'm sure you can keep up eventually.
I can find him on the website, you see. I'm on the Sideshow website. I'm actually looking for him. I can't seem to find him. Maybe he's sold out.
He should be there.
What's he called?
Labria. Labria. Not a great name.
Oh, there he is. No. No, it's not Mike. Oh yeah, he's a crazy looking dude, isn't he? Oh
yeah.
Yes.
He's a unique alien on the shelf, right? That's what we need more of on Star Wars. Less white dudes and more unique aliens.
And he's got a bit of a kind of a, what species is
I have no idea.
Darth Maul. Oh, what's these?
Maul? I forget what he's called.
Well, this guy's got red skin again. Because we left quite a none of those. Let's just do a devil dude. But yeah,
this was Cantina. This is a Cantina alien they just threw in the background.
But if you've got a Star Wars setup, man. I mean, and have you got a Star Wars setup at your canteen? Have you got other little bits and bobs for the canteen?
Well, I've got
setup?
The Cantina. Remember, Sideshow did the Cantina.
Oh. Right, cool.
They did the corner, right? They did the corner
right.
of the cantina.
Ah,
I've got,
yes.
And they did the little tables with the chairs.
Cool.
So I've got all five of the band members with their instruments standing in that corner. And then I got Han and Greedo about ready to shoot each other.
Cool. Excellent. They only made 500 of this guy as well.
Yeah, again, I think they could have made bigger print runs if they brought that price down, but. Maybe they were just scared nobody would buy him.
He's a join the wait list. So yes, let's see what policy is Panda Baba. And I'm just curious about Panda Baba now. Where's Panda Baba gone again? Oh well, never mind. I can't find him again. No, I lost him. But yeah, these extra Star Wars characters. Did you get the Gardenan? Garandan? The guy with the kind of
Garindan. I always called him. But yeah. The snoot nose guy.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get him yet.
Oh,
he's tempting. He's not my favorite character, but he is very tempting.
But I guess he's not in the canteen, would be your logic.
Right. He's out on the street.
But he is very cool.
He is really cool.
He's quite a cool character, isn't he? And it's cool when you see these figures.
See, the bartender. I've got the bartender on pre-order. I forget his name. Rizaban or something like that. The bartender. I've got him on pre-order. Again, because he's in the cantina with these guys.
That's a pretty cool setup as well. I assume you got Greedo already, have you? He's almost.
Like the original Sideshow Greedo. I have him in it, okay. And I didn't really need to spend $300 to replace him. Now, of course, they cheated and they did a Bebo too.
Okay. Who's the? He's the guy with the bad face, isn't he?
He's got the slightly different costume.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. Cool. All right. That's enough of Star Wars now. So Shin Hage is very good and all, and. Dudes, you just said they're really pretty cool. So, I'll finish up with my last review of the evening, and then you're going to finish off with your caustic one. My last review is, again, I'm going to go on about the USB technology again, but this is one of the ones where, again, the USB just adds a whole other kind of like. But this is the second time we've had this particular character from Hot Toys in the last 10 years. So I'm like, okay, this is a new one. And then things I'd sold my one right in. This is the T-1000 from Terminator 2, of course. Cinematic icon bad guy. If you love your cinema and you want to have a bad guy on there, and if you've got your Heath Ledger Joker and some other bad guys from other things, this guy you kind of got to get. He's brilliant. But the first Hot Toys when he came out, he was great. He came with loads of stuff. He came with his bike outfit and everything like that. This guy's pretty much the same as that, but just much better. And the body's better. The proportions are better. The changeability and swappability is better. The magnets on the chest are really good. You can really pop things anywhere you want to on the chest, which is really nice. And all the little splooges, the metallic splooges that he gets when he gets shot and stuff. And it's really, really lovely head sculpt. And of course, this one again, like all Hot Toys now, I've got the movable eyes. And it really gives the figure a sense of flair. You take them out the box, it's like, oh yeah, cool. But you start moving around those eyes and getting those kinds of sharp turn and upward looks and stuff like that. And he looks so menacing. And to the USB point, this comes with a USB base. And this is super nice base because it's a part of the factory. It's got little rails that come up behind. It's got the safety chain and everything on there. But it's got a light up base that looks basically like the lava, or not the lava, but the molten metal. Yeah, that was always under the grid when you see them walking around and stuff, and it is like it's not like a bit. You know the way sometimes you get light up bases, and it's like the light is you can see where the light, exactly where the light is in the thing. Not so with this. This whole thing just glows up uniformly. It's like one uniform light up glow, and it's glorious. And it just really adds life to the setup. And again, it's USB, so you can connect it up. Like you can go on Amazon, you can get these like 2 meter long cables, and you can wrap them around your pole on the inside of the thing and put it on and stick in the get a multi adapter plug for your USBs and just pop it in, and you can just switch all your display on with a lightsaber going on, and now with a cool lighter base. And I've got also as well, and I by the way, these are both from Fanboy Collectibles as well. I got both of these from Fanboy Collectibles, so go check them out in his store. He's always hooking me up with the really awesome figures. And the next one coming is I'm getting the battle damage one. He has a light up base too, so I'm all about these light up bases. But when they're good, those like they did a light up base for the first Avatar figure, and it was just weak sauce. It just wasn't very good. You could clearly see there was like one bulb that had to illuminate so many other little things that were narrow and blocked off. It just what didn't look. This is brilliant. I just love this one. And the figure itself is great. He comes with a nice range of boots as well. He comes with a half, the boots that are kind of get stuck in the ground, which was like a cutscene. Whereas does it is the is that a cutscene, or is it a hand that he grips the rail as a cutscene? Either way, anyway. Any Terminator fan knows he goes metallic from on one of his boots fully, and he gets a bit of metal in the other one. He get those swap out boots as well, and they're easy to swap out. And his proportions, his anatomy is really good. He's got the pointy finger, but he's got also an extra longer pointy finger. He's got also a nice head with a big hole in it. That's really, really, really good. So he's got the nice bullet hole through the head thing. The jacket and the biker helmet, and with the he comes with the Hector and Kosh. Guns, machine gun. He comes with a pistol. He even comes with a little pen, handcuffs, gun, cop belt, everything. Really, really good value for money in this one here. It's not a DX. It's a standard release, but it's just super cool. You get loads with him, and I'm very happy with him indeed. Excellent figure. And I sold the other one ages ago, and I was like, oh, do I need another T1000? But I was seeing pictures of this, and I was like, ah, oh, it looks very good, and especially with rotatable eyes as well. So it's dope, dude. So, he's a proper cinema icon, really, to be honest. And, the new battle damaged up the new battle damaged Arnie as well is coming as well. So that's gonna be nice. And I've already got like the big Enter Bay battle damaged Terminator, which still to me is still to this day the best Arnold Schwarzenegger likeness ever, in my opinion, on the figure. Yeah, but it is quarter scale, so you'd hope you get it right at a bigger scale, like, because sculpting a likeness at the scale that Hot Toys are doing is still incredible at six scale. But when you're doing like a one, and that's why the Christian Bale 1/4 scale is still the best Christian Bale quarter or 1/6 scale or quarter scale. It's still the best Christian Bale likeness in my opinion. They've had lots of Christian Bale figures out since that quarter scale Hot Toys, and still to me to this day that Christian Bale head sculpt on that quarter scale Hot Toy is still the best likeness ever. And I just it's the bigger format, lads. Sculpting at smaller scale is hard stuff. That's trust me, trust me, trust me. But let's finish up. Are you getting this Terminator at all, Mike? Are you happy with the previous one you have?
Happy with the previous one. I've got him on the shelf in both police costumes, the motorcycle cop and the regular cop uniform with the hook hands. And I think he looks fa he's one of my favorite Terminator figures.
Cool. I mean, but it is a nice upgrade though. If you did miss out on that last one, I mean, this is one of those 2.0s from like, yeah, fine. Gives a 2.0 this one. People do moan about the 2.0 situation quite a lot, don't they? Because it's like, oh, and instantly the value of the thingy goes down. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I think it's again, like I said, For those of you who didn't get this the first time around, this is a good opportunity to do that. I don't really need to upgrade, so because I'm happy, I have 1500 or so six scale figures. If I was going to upgrade every freaking one every time another one came out, I'd go insane, right?
Exactly.
So,
Absolutely.
I'm happy with that one.
Cool. And it's still a good looking figure as well. Right. Final review of the evening, Mike. What have you got from us?
Ah, so I
Asmus.
love the zombies. And Asmus, Sideshow back in the day started doing a line called The Dead. This was when nobody did zombies. You might remember about 20 years ago, it was impossible to find any zombies on the shelf. For some reason, they were like verboten. Nobody did zombies as part of their horror lines. And then Sideshow decided to take a risk and they started doing The Dead, six scale line where you have zombies in different costumes and outfits, doctors and security guards, and there's even a mall Santa, all different kinds of versions. It did well, and it started at that point. All of a sudden, you started seeing a lot more companies, Mezco, NECA, start doing a lot more zombies, especially since there were starting to be a lot more zombie movies. And then, of course, Walking Dead blew it out of the water. So the latest six scale one is Asmus. They're doing a line called The Bitten. And generally what they're doing is they're releasing a figure, but doing two versions to get some bang for the buck, right? So it'll be sort of the basic character, but there'll be some different bits and bobs, and there might be slight variations in the head sculpts. There's always variations in like the damage. So the first one they did was this businessman. I don't really need another businessman on the shelf, but the one I bought of the two has his intestines coming out of his stomach, rolling down his leg. And I thought, oh, that's a zombie I don't have on the shelf. So I picked that one up. This new release is another zombie I did not have on the shelf, a little girl. It's a pair of twins. They're Chloe and the other one is either Caddy or
Catty,
Kathy.
catty.
Caddy, yes. I have Chloe. Chloe comes with a rabbit. And they're both, again, this is, I don't have any children zombies on my zombie shelf. So this is something I wanted to pick up. So I picked up the one, the Chloe. She's got some nice damage to her lower face. It's really well sculpted. This is rooted hair. It looks great. She got two little pigtails on either side. The dress is all nicely torn and dirty and bloody. And but her main damage is to the face, her main rot. She comes with a variety of hands. The rabbit looks great. He's a big giant rabbit, like you win at the fair or something. And I wasn't gonna get Caddy because I thought, well, I don't. I she comes with a chainsaw, and I'm like, all right, I need a chainsaw. They
Comes with a chainsaw.
do have like Chloe here comes with a table. A six scale table. It's very nice for some reason. And Candy comes with a chair for it. So I don't, I guess, I don't know what the backstory is there, but
Need to be able to cut things up there.
yeah, I guess. They do come with, and I didn't realize this at the time, sculpted hand that the two hands are sculpted as one where they're holding hands. So now that I have one of them, I'm like, you know what? That would look really cool on the shelf.
It
To
would look
have the two of
very
them with
cool.
holding hands walking together. So I'm on the hunt now. And they're not bad price. 130, 135, something like that is all they are.
$160 I'm looking at here.
Yeah, I think they were like 135 when I picked them up at Big Bad Toy Store. Not bad. I mean, it's, of course, it's because they're shorter, but they're just as good a quality as my tall zombies. So, they look great with them.
It's cool that it was a neat little idea of having including a hand to join another hand because it instantly roped you in there by that one. And that is
Yeah, it
cool.
was a
And that
genius
will look cool,
idea.
admittingly. Like that will look very cool. Have you got
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah. I'm
have you
the
got like a zombie
twins
section to
together.
set up these in?
Yeah, I have a whole 12-foot shelf that's nothing but zombies and zombie hunters. So all the Walking Dead figures are in there, you know.
We've also got an Evil Dead, Dead-Eyed Ash, so that's cool. That's not bad. I still love my Hot Toys, Ash from is it? Yeah, it's just from Evil Dead 2. I still love, or not Hot Toys, my Sideshow. It's just still to me the best looking Ash. I absolutely love that one. So until they come up with a better one of those, I'll be keeping that one in my cubicle. But yeah, some nice figures here from Asmus. There's a lot of these characters I don't know, a lot of the anime characters I don't know. So, but the zombie stuff is definitely from the Ace Ventura. Okay.
Yeah, they have an Ace Ventura coming too.
Sure. I mean, I would if you're gonna get Jim Carrey, I would have gone for maybe the mask, maybe. But there you go. But that's it now, Mike. That's our podcast they're recording there now. That's
All right, there we go.
everything done. Now. Any plans for Halloween night or anything?
Not really. Nothing exciting.
Nothing exciting. I'm just going to stay and continue on watching movies.
That's right. Keep watching.
Check out that. Check
Remember,
out that...
today is when Welcome to Dairy lands, the new Pennywise show on HBO.
That's my email. Have you ever seen Dead? Oh my God, what's it called? Deadstream.
Yes, the one where they're streaming live from inside the house.
Dude, that is one of my favorite horror movies now, that one. I love that movie. I think it's absolutely
That's
brilliant.
That's the one with the dude by himself, isn't it?
Yeah. He's just the whole time. It's so good. It's such a cool little clever idea. There's a few other ones now we're going to watch now, maybe. There's I'm going to check out that Weapons. That's another one that's I'm going to check
That's out. A good movie. I saw that at the theater. Enjoyed it immensely.
All right, cool. And I never even knew there was a Ginger Snaps 2.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Snaps was a good movie.
Ginger Snaps was a
did
great
you
movie.
Watch,
I never saw the first
did
one.
Did you watch Bring Her Back? That's streaming now. That came out this last year.
That's another one. That was on the previous one. Yeah, plenty good horror movies as well. We got, what's the horror channel? Our streaming service. We got a little bit of that.
Shudder?
Shudder, that's it. I guess everyone signs up to a bit of Shudder for when the Halloween comes around. But there you go, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us, folks.
Right.
Go to MWCToys.com for some of Mike's reviews. You're a little bit behind there, Mike. You need to get some more pictures.
Yeah, you know, I actually did a video review of Chang. I might start doing those, despite the fact that I hate them to my very core.
What, doing video reviews?
Just video reviews in general. I don't hate doing them. I just don't like video reviews. I did one for Chang because I thought, well, I'm sitting around here bored. Let's do a little video.
Well, there's not going to be many with them either, Mike, as well. Like, so
you
may as well do it. There's not going to be exactly a lot of folks doing them kind of thing. So I think you'll be a good authority to speak on those. And as such, folks, there is a Hot Toy Cast YouTube channel. So do look at the Hot Toy YouTube channel. I do review Mondos and any other 1/6 scale figures that are sent to me kind of thing. So I do review on there, but also got another YouTube channel, my own channel, Ian Donahue, at Iron Talk, and you'll see what I do in my work load.
And if you go to MWC Toys on YouTube, you will find my channel.
All right, so what's yours? Yours is MWC
the Institute.
Toys as well.
Yeah, you can find it there. And of course, the IOPCC, right? The Crawford Institute of Pop Culture Collectibles, because that is what I'm really talking about. I do top 10 lists, I do acquisition reports showing what I pick up each week.
Excellent.
And top 10 lists of my favorites in the category.
Well, everybody, Mike, thanks for joining me. Everyone out there, have a nice spooky, wookie, wookie few days. Enjoy the rest of a Halloween, guys. Good night, everybody. Good night, Mike.
Good night.